Good day, Australia. This is Paige Estritori from Financial Services Online with your weekly insurance news wrap for Tuesday, August 5th, 2025. Let's quickly delve into the important headlines from the Australian insurance sector in this past week. Firstly, the Council of Australian Life Insurers, or CALI, has underscored an urgent need for reforms to bridge the financial advice gap for young Australians. According to their remarkable study, merely 11% of Australians aged between 18 and 34 receive formal financial advice. Although there is a strong desire for personalized advice during key life events, such as health issues or changes in financial status, professional services remain largely unaffordable. Christine Cupid, CALI's CEO, has expressed grave concern over this gap that jeopardizes not just financial stability, but also the potential for growth in the life insurance sector. In response, the federal government is contemplating introducing a new advisor class to broaden access for the young Aussies and close this advisory gap. On a technological front, the digitalization revolution has reached Australian life insurers. EQ Pathology's HealthIQ, a groundbreaking digital and automated medical report system, is transforming the demanding process of obtaining personal medical attendant reports. This paperless process increases efficiency, allowing insurers to swiftly gather accurate medical information, speeding up policy approvals. It is a win-win situation as general practitioners also benefit from reduced administrative work, giving them more time for patient care. The manifestation of this technological revolution is particularly seen in the industry leader Ascenda's successful adoption of the system, bringing the entire sector one step closer to significant digital transformation. Looking ahead, CALI has announced a comprehensive review of the Life Insurance Code of Practice, starting October 1st and led by Peter Kell, the former deputy chair of ASIC and ACCC. The review, with findings due by June of next year, aims to enhance consumer outcomes and maintain the code's robustness and relevance. It opens its arms to suggestions from various stakeholders and will particularly focus on mental health claims, claims process appropriateness, and code enforceability. Our last piece of news involves the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA, which sided with PetSure in a recent pet injury dispute. The case emphasizes the need for pet owners to have a comprehensive understanding of their insurance policies. Cruciate ligament injuries from jumping, for instance, fall under the policy's sublimit. This underlines the importance of clearer communication and accurate policy documentation in the insurance industry. That's all for this week's roundup. For more on these stories, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estritori, your host at Financial Services Online, reminding you to stay informed and stay insured.